She turned right on the side street and walked quickly toward her parked Honda. She fished in her pockets for the car key. Without knowing why, she launched herself in a long dive, just clearing the ornamental spear tips topping a wrought iron fence sprouting from a hip-high wall of whitewashed brick. As she fell to the neat but dry lawn behind it, the white front of the cinderblock house strobed yellow as an automatic weapon opened fire. Cautiously, Anya raised her head. Her heart hammered in her chest, and her pulse was drumming in her ears. She hardly believed in drive-by shootings in the real world. She couldn't imagine gangbangers targeting her. Unless the shooting was connected with the recent attacks on her in Mexico City and the none-too-distant campus of UNM. The vehicle was an American muscle car, low-slung and painted dark. She saw its brake lights go on just short of the next corner. Then it accelerated backward toward her. For a moment, she lay frozen, unsure what to do. The car screeched to a stop right in front of the house. The doors swung open. Young men in long plaid shirts piled out. They carried serious guns. Short, blocky Mac-10s with stub barrels. Shotguns with barrels sawed back to the end of the pump action.
Where'd she go?
I think she went over the wall.
Anya looked down the street to see a small knot of young men rounding the corner from the north. In the shine of the streetlight, she saw they were similarly attired to the five who had emerged from the car, and similarly armed.
Gotta go.
The thugs from the car approached the front fence with cocky assurance. She leaped up and sprinted east, down the block away from the traffic on Broadway. The lights and the witnesses drew her like a siren song. But the second contingent of bangers had her thoroughly blockaded. A dry rosebush clutched a low chain-link fence on the far side of the house's empty driveway. Anya was hurdling wall and bush before her hunters even reacted. On the far side of the fence, she immediately tripped over a hunched ceramic bunny. She went sprawling. Then she jumped up and was off again. Her right ankle hurt ferociously, but nothing seemed broken. The leg held in any event. A motion sensor light came on from the porch to her right and was instantly shattered, most likely by a stray shot. She vaulted another low fence. The block sloped slowly upward before her. With her long legs and natural speed, she was quickly distancing her pursuers. There was no question of charging this much firepower, sword or no. Her only hope was to make herself as poor a target as possible while pulling away from the cursing gangbangers. She continued running at top speed, dodging garden gnomes and plaster Virgin of Guadalupe shrines and jumping fences and hedges. It finally occurred to somebody that she couldn't outrun a car any more than she could bullets. A second vehicle snarled around the corner and whipped past her, a pimped little Mitsubishi with a huge spoiler and pointy tribal tattoo decals on the sides. It skidded to a stop a couple of houses ahead of her. Three more thugs leaped out. The driver leveled another sawed-back pump gun at her from the hip. At that range, the pellet spread gave him a chance to hit her, even with lousy aim. She immediately launched herself in a long, low dive, past a front porch and between a garage door and the front of an old Ford Taurus. Anya scraped elbows and knees on concrete. She was grateful for long pants and a jacket. Her left knee banged painfully on the pavement but didn't buckle when she came up to a crouch with a juniper hedge right in front of her, separating the drive from the next yard. She called forth the sword. A banger appeared at the end of the driveway. He fired a Mac-10 at her. She ducked down behind the Taurus. By chance, she was in the safest location possible under the circumstances. The 9mm slugs would never make it through the car's engine block. Her attacker still tried. The weapon finally locked open on an empty chamber. With no notion where the shooter's two buddies were, but certain they'd be catching up, Anya moved fast. She darted around the driver's side of the sedan and charged straight back just as the banger hopped out on the same side into a straddle-legged stance. She dived beneath his bullets. She smelled burned propellant and lubricant. She rolled up with the yellow muzzle flare dazzling her eyes and fast-flung primer fragments stinging her cheeks. She swung the sword down. The blade caught the machine pistol and split it open. The chamber opened up just as a cartridge went off, causing a bubble of blue and yellow fire to scorch the shooter's hands and scraggly beard. The powerful blade carried on downward, scarcely impeded by cutting the gun in two, slicing his left hand transversely across the palm.